Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle, my life devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. Today's podcast is about something that I believe is the very first concept that I got from the servant of God that went right into my spirit. It bypassed my mind and my emotions and went right in. And if you've ever experienced that, it's an amazing thing that happens, and it happens when you're under a teacher that has a revelatory anointing. It goes bypassing your intelligence, your knowledge base, and it goes right into your spirit so that it can immediately begin to move in your life. And this concept was one that is called idle words. Now, my grandma, long, long time ago, used to have a saying about idle hands are the devil's workshop. And she'd say that to us until we got to the point as young kids, you never were around grandma sitting around doing nothing, because she made sure you got something to do if you weren't doing something. And her thought process was, if you're not being busy doing something you should be doing, you're going to be busy doing something you shouldn't be doing. In idle words, there's a similarity. Idle words are words that we speak without thought. We speak them out of emotion. We speak them out of boredom. We speak them because we want maybe to impress somebody. We want to get somebody to feel bad for us. There's many reasons how the enemy can make us drop idle words. And the reason I say we drop them is because the premise is that if you say it and you don't really mean it, nothing really happens. Well, that is not true. The servant of God was teaching one day about idle words and how when we speak them, just like the word says that the word goes forth and does not come back void, we are powered by God as believers to have a power in what we speak. So when we speak it, whether we're speaking scripture or we're speaking conversation, if we don't have the understanding that when we speak it, there's a power that goes with it, we're going to speak out of words. And here's what happens. As she taught that day, she said, they're going to fall to the ground, and then the enemy of your soul is going to come on and pick them up and hold them to an appropriate time where you're going through a difficulty, a trial. You're being tested. You're going through something in your life that is hurtful. And then he's going to turn around and throw those words right back at you. And this came true to me because as she was speaking about it, I went back in my mind and I thought about my little daughter. When she was about 18 months old, I was out in the kitchen and I was preparing some food. And I accidentally dropped some chocolate chips on the floor. And I thought I got them all. I thought I picked them all up. But I'm here to tell you, that little girl found those chips. And I'm sitting in the living room on the couch. And all of a sudden, I feel this ping against my face. And I'm like, what was that? And I look, and there's one of those little chips. And here's this little beautiful 18-month-old girl looking at me, smiling, laughing, thinking it's hysterical. And I'm like, I thought I picked up them chips. Well, I didn't. And she was throwing them back at me. So as the servant was talking, I said, so if I speak a word that I don't want thrown back at me, I need to watch what I say. So she taught, I understood the concept. But as God always had, her and I were doing something not shortly after that. And I made some comment about the fact that I'm never going to be able to whatever I wanted to do. I'm just never going to be able to do it. And she looked at me and she said, why are you saying that? Why are you saying you're never going to be able to do what you know God has said you will do? Why are you doing that? Those are just idle words. You're just saying them because you're expressing how you're frustrated because it isn't happening fast enough. Do you feel me? Have you ever gotten to the point where you knew what God said, you're trying to bring it to pass, and then all of a sudden you just get this feeling like it's never going to happen? I go to bed that night. I'm laying in bed, and what am I hearing? Oh, that's never going to happen. You might as well walk away. That's never going to happen. That relationship is never going to be right. That's never going to happen. And I kept hearing it. And then it went back to the teaching. And I know, beloved, you know what I'm talking about, because your words have spoke to you just like mine have spoke to me. I often say after I speak to people about this, when it happens to you, you want to get a great big eraser, a spiritual eraser, and go back to that spiritual blackboard and wipe all them idle words off. Well, my friend, I am here to tell you, when that happens to you, the first thing you do is repent. Repent for speaking the idle words that you knew you shouldn't have. And then you need to turn your mind and your heart to the Lord and begin to say what He has done for you. In Psalms 19:14, it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." When I first began to realize I needed to stop doing that, I'm here to tell you, I talk a lot less now. I talk a lot less. Because a lot of what I said was idle words. And when I began to realize the power of not doing that, the way I did it is I would say that scripture. When I knew I had done it, I repented. And then I would declare, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." When the servant of God taught that message that day, it was a world-changing message for me. It went right in my spirit. And she used this scripture: "Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healthy to the bones." Pleasant words, words that you know God are going to back up, encouraging words. Friends, there is such a necessity to learn this lesson if you want to walk before God as one of His. And I'm going to leave you with the declaration of what's going to happen in your life when you begin to stop speaking idle words. Daniel 11:32b, "The people that know God will be strong and do exploits. Our idle words spoken today will be a hindrance to your tomorrow's exploits. So keep mindful of what you speak and declare Psalms 19:14, "Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, for He is your strength and your redeemer." Until next time, remember, recraft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.